Space Commander Whack, titled Oscar from 325.91, runs 1 minute and 37 seconds.
Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry, drop what you're doing and come here.
Yes, Space Commander Whack, consider what I was doing dropped.
Stupid Larry, why haven't I ever won an Oscar? Did you ever think about that?
Well, Space Commander Whack, one, because you're not an actor, producer, director, writer, or technical person engaged in movie making, and two, you're an artist who seeks no praise but lives only for his or her work.
I am? I am. Mm-hmm. But why haven't I ever won an Oscar, Stupid Larry? I mean, like for best visual effect.
Best visual effect?
Yeah, you know, like when I turn the universe inside out.
You turn the universe inside out?
Uh-huh, like this. Like that, Stupid Larry.
Wow, no wonder they call me Stupid Larry Self. What I saw...
What'd you see, Stupid Larry? Did you see Eternal Mind, the uncaused cause, pure being?
I saw an old Star Trek episode, I think, with Spock's mom and dad in it. Or? No, it was... No, a 62 Pontiac. No, it's hard to tell.
Well, maybe I could win an Oscar for the best song, Stupid Larry.
You mean like Old Man River?
Yeah, how about that one? Why didn't I ever win an Oscar for that one? Huh?
This is Whack, Build the Circle. 4191 runs 1 minute 30 seconds.
Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry! Come here, Stupid Larry. Look at these pictures.
Okay. Oh, the little space buddies and space buddesses have been sending you their cute little drawings.
I drew those, you idiot. No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never say you're me, Space Commander Whack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Whack, Space Commander Whack. This great art. Art so good it belongs on a ceiling.
A ceiling?
Why?
Well, I've been made editor of the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth newsletter, Stupid Larry.
You?
Yes, you know, the champions of all that are good in the cosmos, Plain Dealer.
What?
Well, I'm doing a comic strip, obviously.
Huh?
It's called Bill the Circle, see? That's Bill.
That triangle?
It's a circle. It's the adventures of a shape, Stupid Larry.
Uh-huh. Well, finally, comic strips have a champion to bring them to new heights and gain entrance for them into the hall of real, true art. And what's this first episode about, Space Commander Whack?
About?
I assume you're doing the writing as well as the artwork.
You Philistine? Well, that's right. Does need words. Well, forget the whole thing, then.
What?
Never put it in writing. That's my motto.
How do you know it's your motto if you never put it in writing?
Well, my lawyer tells me.
So this,
say,
this
what about the ceiling idea, Stupid Larry? You know anybody who owns a chapel?
Whack, Mumisan. 5691 runs 136.
Space Commander Whack, Space Commander Whack, Space Commander Whack!
What is it, Stupid Larry?
The Pudding Pop people of the planet Cosby have taken Glorf hostage.
And?
And if we don't immediately give them our atomic Mu Mason crypto power pellets, they'll kill him!
Kill him?
Yes, Space Commander Whack. They'll kill Glorf the dead Martian dog and... Wait a minute. Glorf the dead Martian dog. Holy hereafter. Space Commander Whack, they can't kill him. He's already dead.
And?
And no wonder they call me Stupid Larry Self. So we won't have to give the Pudding Pop people our atomic Mu Mason crypto power pellet.
Right. Pass the milk, Stupid Larry. These atomic Mu Mason crypto power pellets stay crunchy. And when you pour milk on them, they talk, little stupid buddy.
Oh, what do they say, Space Commander Whack?
Well, just listen.
Oh, I love that sound. Atomic Mu Mason crypto power pellets are part of a balanced breakfast when you include trinary toast and filtered tap water.
And look for me, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander!
And for me, Stupid Larry, on the box.
Lead-lined for your protection.
And it won't cost you a dead Martian dog.
That's the sound of breakfast.
No, that wasn't Space Commander Wack. He just stepped on my foot.
Cut. Stupid Larry, we almost got through it. All you had to do was hold up the tiny little mutant that's in every box. My goodness.
Not a mutant, that's my other foot.
In the box?
Space Commander Wack, this is Recliner, dated 6-17-91, runs 1 minute 50 seconds.
Are you all set for your spacewalk, Stupid Larry?
No.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's not technically a spacewalk since you're strapped into that recliner.
No.
I mean, this new innovation in advanced space reconnoitering scouting is my invention, Stupid Larry. But all the glory will be yours as the first one launched naked and bound into a recliner into the frigid miasma of deep space.
Something bad is going to happen.
Oh, nonsense. Does your radio work?
No.
See? Okay. Stand by for ejection.
Oh, God.
10-9-2-1. Eject recliner probe. Stupid Larry, come in, Stupid Larry. Brave Scout, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Really? You mean it works?
No.
Wow, what great reception. Okay, Stupid Larry, what do you see?
You.
Me?
You, my hero, Space Commander Wack.
Well, no wonder they call you Stupid Larry. How can you possibly see me when you're hurtling alone through space naked tied to a recliner?
Space Commander Wack, you know how when Wile E. Coyote saws off a tree limb and the limb stays up, but the tree falls with him in it?
Is that the guy who ties the rope around the dog's neck and then runs off to the rope limit?
Wile E. Coyote, yep.
Yeah. Well, you see Wile E. Coyote?
No, you ejected the spaceship, Space Commander Wack. I'm still here.
You're still here, Stupid Larry? Hey, wait a minute. This means we're not standing on anything, doesn't it, Stupid Larry?
Yes, it does. Yep.
And now we realize that. Huh?
So we fall.
We fall. Luckily, there was a flagpole sticking out of that asteroid.
But now we're going to bump our heads on that asteroid.
Oh, luckily, there's a haystack.
Oh, no, there's a pitchfork in the haystack.
This is Wack unto himself, 7-21-91, runs 1 minute 30 seconds.
Stupid Larry, I've done it, Stupid Larry. I've created a universe unto myself. Yes. A total universe dedicated to me, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander! Stupid Larry? Oh, that's right. It's my universe. You can't be in it, Stupid Larry! Well, that's lonely, though. Pretend you're here. Stupid Larry, I've created a universe unto myself.
Yes, you have, Space Commander Wack, and it's truly a remarkable universe, too. You've achieved truly mythical proportions.
Thank you, Stupid Larry. Not quite the same as the real thing, but close enough. Glorf! How are you, Glorf? Still dead, I see. Well, I think I'll go in the rec room in the spaceship I call the spaceship and have some fun. That was scary. What are they doing in my universe? A motorcycle cop, a cowboy, and an Indian, and... Boy, so that's where they went. Gee, kind of takes the edge off having your own universe. Gotta remember to stay out of the rec room.
This is Space Commander Wack, Dead Wack, 7-29-91, runs 141.
Space Commander Wack of Space Commander Wack of... Hey, Stupid Larry, how about a game of volley, Glorf?
Oh, no, that's awful, Space Commander Wack, making fun of our beloved Glorf, the dead Martian dog, and ignoring his basic dignity as a former playful pet.
You're right, Stupid Larry. Let's play volley sidekick.
No, Space Commander Wack.
Foot Glorf?
No.
Heavyweight stupiding.
What's that?
Oh, it's that.
No, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander Wack, are you bored?
It's these long trips, Stupid Larry. The endless infinity of space, the silence, the monotony. I mean to Glorf because I envy him, his oblivion, his unconsciousness, his...
He's dead, Space Commander Wack. He's Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
That's it. I envy his dead. And so from now on, I'm Space Commander Wack. Step back. The dead Space Commander.
That's ridiculous, Space Commander Wack.
Well, it'll make the time go faster, stupid Larry. Now pretend I'm dead. It's kind of like tic-tac-toe or hangman.
No, Space Commander Wack.
Go away.
Hey, Glorf, want to play volley, Wack?
I'm dead. Hey, wait, I'm dead. Put me down. Wait.
Wow, good serve, Glorf. Just a little out of bounds. No, it was out. It was over the line. What's the matter? Are you blind? What? I want to talk to your boss. You're not, you son of... It was over the line. It was out.
Space Commander Wack Time Machine from 311.91 runs 1 minute and 19 seconds.
Here it is, stupid Larry. I've built a time machine. Now we can travel to the future.
But we're already in the future, Space Commander
what?
Wack.
You're right, stupid Larry.
Yeah, it's the 25th or 29th century, remember?
I already said you're right. Don't rub it in, you little know-it-all.
I'm sorry, Space Commander.
Yeah, get out of the way.
What?
Get out of the way.
What?
Stupid time machine!
Oh, what are you doing?
Who needs it? Stand
Come
back!
Don't do that! No, stop this madness!
Oh, look out!
No!
Die! Die! Die!
Stop it, Space Commander!
No! Let go of me! Stupid, useless time machine. Meet your maker. Great climate maker. Okay,
yes,
disappear from the side of your maker.
Please, Commander Wack, you haven't hit the time machine yet.
Oh, boy, this spaceship sure is a mess, stupid Larry.
I'll clean it up. Put your gun away.
You touched me, stupid Larry.
Uh-oh.
Take that!
No,
die! Die!
Go
away! Meet your maker! No, meet your maker, yes!
Space Commander Wack Vegetables from 424.91 runs 1 minute 36 seconds.
Stupid Larry. Here, stupid Larry, I think I've devised a way to turn regular human beings into vegetables shaped like other vegetables.
Me too.
See, here's a motel manager from Vermont who's now an onion shaped like a carrot. You do what?
Coincidentally, I've also devised a way to change people into vegetables shaped like other vegetables. I figure that if this technology is used on the side of good, it will usher...
Oops. Stupid Larry, I'd... Ooh, or should I say, stupid eggplant shaped like a bell pepper. Rats, now that you're a vegetable, we'll miss your speech about the rightness of good and the insidiousness of evil. You know, when you get right down to it, this machine really is useless. Changing people into vegetables is a really dumb idea. Why, with proper packaging, this thing could make me rich!
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! Oh, thank you, Space Commander Wack! Thank you, my hero!
We're off already. Where's my ball-peen hammer?
I've been to the other side. I've seen the light. I've been a vegetable.
If I had a ball-peen hammer, I'd hammer in the ball-peen morning.
I have a message to share with the universe.
I'd hammer all over.
Eat meat.
What?
It's the meaning of life.
Eat meat?
And seafood.
I don't need a little ball-peen hammer anymore. This sledgehammer will do.
By the way, I also learned that the tomato is a fruit. Isn't that amazing?
Hold out your foot, stupid
Larry. Oh, okay. Also, for the...
Space Commander Wack's sense of humor, no air date, 1 minute, 35 seconds.
Stupid Larry, quick, emergency. Hide from battle stations, Ooga, ooga, stupid
yes,
Larry.
Yes, Noble Commander, here I am, your stalwart sidekick.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. I never kick you in the side.
excuse me for disagreeing, Space Commander Wack, but that one time on the melted candy bar planet, just before you were turned into a chunk of nougat.
No. I was joking, Stupid Larry. It was the kicking the sidekick in the side thing.
It was a joke.
It was a... Oh! Ha-ha! Joke! Ha-ha! Funny!
That's enough, stupid Larry. So, what do you think of my new sense of humor?
Where'd you get it, Space Commander?
Well, I ordered it toll-free on one of those program-length commercials, you know, Think and Grow Dull, or Amazing Made-Up Stuff, or Stains of the Gods. I forget which one.
You bought a sense of humor?
Yeah, see?
See what?
Well, just look, my new sense of humor.
Where is it?
Well, it's right here. Oh, wait a minute, where is it? Uh-huh. I had it a second ago. Look under the couch cushion, stupid Larry.
Nothing here except plutonium shavings.
Well, let me check my pockets.
Maybe you left it at church?
Nah! You know what this means, don't you, stupid Larry?
No, what, Space Commander Wax?
I've lost my sense of humor. Get it?
I'd like to resign now, Space Commander Wax.
Why did Glorf cross the road, stupid Larry?
The light was better.
No, he didn't.
This is Space Commander Wack, bought out from 71591, runs 2 minutes 17 seconds.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, the flip meter is recalibrating. Abnormal magneto density has enveloped the tri-curbo selector. We've lost control of the Magna Della Mondero.
Quit making up words, stupid Larry.
We're doomed.
Well, that's much better. But I'm sure you're exaggerating. I mean, I'll bet you could fix whatever's wrong in no time flat using a little stupid Larry ingenuity. But just in case, I'll hide under the bed over here.
Oh, okay, Space Commander Wick. I'll do my best, but I still think we're doomed.
Please excuse this interruption of Space Commander Wack. Hello, I'm Ted Chocomalt, chairman of the board of Gaga Goo Industries, the international metals firm, the people who blew up Mars. You know that thing yesterday? Well, anyway, Gaga Goo Industries has bought up the stock of a securities firm in Jakarta, Indonesia, which, to make a long story short, controlled a publishing house that owns Idiotic Food Fads Frozen Dinners, a subsidiary of which is Madam Kling's Palms and Auras Red, the major stockholder in Space Commander Wack Radio Enterprises, which means I now control Space Commander Wack. And I think you'll agree with me that this particular program is just a little far out, hard to follow, bizarre, too head-trippy. So we've made some changes I think you'll like. Now let's return to the show.
Hey, stupid Larry, do you like my new car? No wonder they call you stupid Larry. After all, you are stupid Larry. You're really dumb.
Oh, dumb.
Why, here's our pet Glorf, the live Mexican Chihuahua.
Ted Chocomalt here again. Let's make a long story short, cut straight to the chase, ban investments. We've had to do a tax thing. We've rotated the ownership of WAC to our subsidiary in northern Idaho. In other words, I don't care about this anymore. See ya.
So that's how I fixed the spaceship and saved our lives.
Yeah, big deal. Saved our lives. Say, stupid Larry, is that a small, annoying dog I see tied to that asteroid out there?
Could be.
This is WAC Reality. 52091 runs 2 minutes 6 seconds.
Space buddies and space buddesses, this is your leader, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander! I'm fighting evil in the cosmos as usual, unless it's sticky or smells funny or it's hidden in a dark basement or it's my nap time. Yes, I'm fighting evil, risking my life and Space Commander Wack wardrobe for you, junior members of the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth, so that you can chew on your wacky gum, eat your commander candy, and wear your space sneakers, all with my name, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, right on the label. In quiet, in safety, in the Glorf the Dead Martian Dog Space Cookie Restaurant, for instance. Baked in black holes, my, their dense, space cookies. Yes, space buddies and space buddesses, I fight evil while you sit on your duffs. Wait, you're not sitting on duffs, you're sitting on wallets. Or you got a purse, or you're near a bank or an electronic teller. Take that instant cash card, wrap it in an old unsanitary $20 bill and send it to me, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, so that I can fight evil.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack. The judge has released you on your own recognizance. You don't need any bail money.
Don't need any bail money, huh? I thought he recognized me.
If he recognized you, you probably would have been held without bail. That luckily, the Sammy the Space Slug costume fooled him.
Well, get me out of this costume, Stupid Larry. Use that salt shaker.
Okay. Gee, I love Sammy the Space Slug cartoon, Space Commander Wack. You suppose we could meet him on one of our adventures?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. He's a cartoon character. We're real.
Real? Gee, we stopped existing there for a moment.
Does that mean we're not real, Stupid Larry?
I mean, someone's getting cutesy in the control room, Space Commander Wack.
How metaphysical, Stupid Larry. Then you're saying there's a power beyond you, I, and Glorf.
Yes, Space Commander Wack, a higher power who controls us, absolutely.
Balderdash, Bonehead, that's the most ridiculous thing
Gee, I wonder what I should do with all these cash cards.
Sammy the Space Slug would like the cash cards in the control room, please.
Sammy the Space Slug! Sammy the Space Slug! Where's the Space Slug? Sammy the Space Slug's here! Sammy the Space Slug! Sammy the Space Slug! Whee!
Space Commander Wack, Elvis / Y, 51391, 2 minutes, 6 seconds.
Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry, it just doesn't make any sense, Stupid Larry.
Well, what doesn't, Space Commander Wack? Let's see, I've cleaned the byproducts, I've dusted Glorf, put him back in the shelf, the new mask still hasn't caught on, we've plotted our course, we're headed over there.
No. Here we are in our spaceship, Stupid Larry, the one we call the spaceship, traveling to all these dark, scary places with invisible monsters and poor TV reception, risking our lives and property, and for what?
Well, to rid the universe of evil, Space Commander.
And that's all. I mean, Stupid Larry, we've gone to places so far away that we ran out of barf bags. And you're telling me the only thing we can ever hope to accomplish is to rid the universe of evil? It just doesn't make any sense.
We interrupt Space Commander Wack's agony of self-doubt for this important news. What? Mr. Ezekiel Nitrate, 33, of Gumby Town, Kansas, has given birth to an ostrich space alien that has seen Elvis Presley in a chain gang on Jupiter. We now return to whatever was going on before in your dull and dreary life.
Well, you're right, Stupid Larry. That was a truly awesome and inspiring speech. I'm ready to fight injustice now, no matter what the cost to myself.
Yay, my hero, Space Commander Wack, is the most bravest, stalwart, strongest, wise, compassionate, clean, brave, reverent, and...
We now interrupt Stupid Larry's adulation with an update on the Elvis ostrich from space born this morning to a Kansas man. Not a word of it is true. Repeat, the previous story was a complete fabrication. Now back to Mama's family or whatever it was that was on.
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! I'm being dragged off by vicious ostrich lookalikes! Help me, please, Space Commander Wack!
Can I even get some privacy in the bathroom, Stupid Larry? I'll be out in a minute. Just hang on. Besides, what's the use? We know what it means now, but what's the use?
Space Commander Wack, Hall of Peace. 2 minutes, 35 seconds. No air date, but I'm guessing it was the middle of June, 91.
Here we are, Stupid Larry, at the Grand Universe Hall of Peace and Petting Zoo. That dreadful fleck of cosmic scum, the evil droid Donahue, is ready to sit down mano a mano at the negotiating table and surrender the forces of evil, tete-a-tete, to me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Why, I'll make a fortune just stripping down his vessels of doom and selling them as parts.
I just don't know, Space Commander Wack. That evil droid Donahue might be up to no good.
Stop petting the goat, Stupid Larry. Oh, and by the way, no wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Droid is defeated. He's given up. He's ready to acknowledge that I, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, am master of intergalactic strategy, am master tactician, am unbeatable foe. Well, here we are. You bet the goats, while I go inside for the surrender.
You shouldn't go in alone, Space Commander Wack. I suspect treachery.
Nonsense. I'm in complete control. Hello, Droid.
Oh, Glorf, I'm so worried. Droid Donahue is the worst guy in history, and Space Commander Wack is so trusting.
Boy, what an ugly goat. Well,
that's Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
I know that. I meant you.
Boy, Space Commander Wack's in there making the universe safe for guys like that, Glorf. Oh, brave. Oh, daring. Oh, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, droid. Take this one. Stop.
Come on, Glorf. Trouble. Let's go.
I give. I surrender. Oh, hi, stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wack, you're neck deep in vanilla ice cream.
French vanilla, stupid Larry. Not just vanilla. I wouldn't give up for just vanilla. I'm no wussy, you know.
Stupid Larry. Too late! Space Commander Wack has signed over the universe to me. Though I guess it's never too late. You'll think of some way to defeat me, the evil droid Donahue, then I'll be disgraced again. Why do I even try? Here, take your stupid old universe back. I don't deserve it. I'm so... evil!
Maybe I could get a job as a goat! Maybe I don't deserve to be a goat! No, yes, maybe, I don't know.
Boy, what a, yeah, an evil guy.
I'm gonna have to lick my way out, aren't I, stupid Larry?
Yep.
Or ain't I?